guess the other thing from a clinical point of view is if you feel that survival is the key issue in adjuvant therapy, and maybe people have different points of view on that, is how do you interpret the fact that right now MOSAIC is not, quote, statistically significant? I mean, you still see a relative reduction on the curves look pretty mm-hmm. dramatic, but I guess it's not less than 0.05. So what's that mean?
Well, I think what it means is that long-term overall survival is still not able to be assessed. And the reason is the advances in treatment of patients who recur. And so I continue to believe that as MOSAIC gets to year 7 or year 8 even, that the unfortunate fact is that the vast majority of patients who recur still die. It's just that very wonderfully, they're now living 24 months or even 30 months in some reports. And so I feel in the future that 3-year disease-free survival may well continue to be the right endpoint for disease-free survival, but that it'll correlate with, for example, 7-year overall survival as opposed to 5 years.
What about 1 or 2 year disease-free survival? I mean, you saw these major changes. Why couldn't we just look at that?
Oh, absolutely. And we have a paper that's to appear in the Journal of Clinical Oncology from Accent that suggests the 2-year disease-free survival is as good as 3-year disease-free survival. We intend to validate that in the new trials that we'll be adding to the Accent, because Accent was specified a hypothesis about 3 years. We have a protocol for Accent that says we will look at 3 years. The 2 years we looked at after that, and so 2 years looked very promising. Even 1 year, as you suggested, has a definite benefit to it, and that is there is no trial that has ever been positive for 5-year overall survival that was not positive at 1 year for disease-free survival.
Hmm.
And so 1 year disease-free survival may be an important negative predictor. That is, if you do not see a benefit in 1 year disease-free survival, give up. It's not going to turn into, it's never happened that a trial that was negative at 1 year turned positive for overall survival at 5 years.
What about a trial that showed a benefit at 1 year disease-free survival, but then sort of fell apart after that?
There are several examples of that. So it is not a reliable positive indicator. There are several trials that had a beneficial effect on early disease-free survival that did not translate into long-term overall survival. So at 1 year, it goes only one way. If it's negative, you can safely conclude that the overall result will be negative for overall survival.
The other question, I guess, would be, can we predict benefit even earlier and specifically at a metastatic disease? And I know that we probably don't really have the data to look at that, but I am curious about what your thoughts are about the adjuvant irinotecan trials, the you know, mm-hmm. PETAC and IFL, because that was kind of one example that stood out where what we thought happened in metastatic disease didn't get translated to the adjuvant setting. Any thoughts about what happened there?
Honestly, I don't. I think it's a very interesting circumstance. I think it certainly demonstrates that we need to do clinical trials in both settings, that we cannot necessarily translate the results. But I don't have a hypothesis as to why oxaliplatin and irinotecan, which look similar in the advanced disease setting, are quite different in the adjuvant setting.
And I'm not sure how many other examples are out there like that, certainly in breast cancer. And, you know, of course, a lot of things don't even get tested or haven't been tested. But it kind of undermined our whole concept of moving from metastatic disease to the adjuvant setting. Toxicity, I guess, could have been part of that, mm-hmm. and not getting full treatment. What about events? It seemed like there were plenty of events in the
plenty of events. The PETAC was actually larger than MOSAIC. PETAC was 3,300 patients, so they had plenty of events. They had more follow-up than MOSAIC had. I think there's little to suggest that there was any design flaw in PETAC that prevented it from detecting something that would have been useful.